You're listening to Run, R-U-N, Revive Us Now podcast with Steve Gray. As pastor of the Smithton Outpouring and the Kansas City Revival, Steve is a leading voice of revival worldwide. Steve shares his life-changing encounters with God, along with biblical teaching that equips you to experience and lead lasting revival. Come, run with Steve and expect God to revive us now.
Hello, everyone, and welcome again to another Revive Us Now podcast. I am your host, Steve Gray, and we're going to talk about everything we can think of about revival, how it comes, how it doesn't come, who can stop it, who can start it, and why we need it right now, why we need it in our country, in our world right now. So I started looking in the reading my Bible. You know, I'm always reading the Bible, looking for clues, you know, to how to help us understand how they got the move of God in the Gospels and how Jesus did it and how they did it in Acts and how Paul did it in Ephesus and things like that. And how we can understand it better. And so I got to this passage that a lot of us know if we've been around church, Sunday school, church. And I picked from Luke 13. It's also in Matthew, but Luke 13, you've understand this. You've heard about the narrow door or the narrow way. And then there's the broad way, you know, and the narrow way. I always laughed, you know, in the one particular town where I was, they had a church, a Presbyterian church, and it just happened to be on a street called Broadway. So they called it the Broadway Presbyterian Church. And I said, I don't think I would have called. Maybe they could have done better when the church said, don't go the Broadway. So anyway, just kind of funny. But in Luke here, they were asking about, is everybody going to be saved? Who's going to be saved? How many are going to be saved? So they're definitely concerned about that. And when the Jews asked Jesus about being saved, they didn't mean like we do, like how many are, who's going to die and go to heaven and live in heaven forever. They, to them, saved was to be rescued for the kingdom of God and rule and reign with the Messiah forever on the earth. That's what saved meant to the Jews then, and they were absolutely right in their theology. All right, so then that's where he comes up with this phrase, make every effort. That's a lot. I don't know too many people that make every effort, but that's another sermon, isn't it? Another talk. Make every effort to enter through the narrow door. All right, so lots of sermons on that through lots of years and years. I've heard some, lots and lots of preaching about the narrow door, and I guess most of the time, the more traditional evangelical sermons or the narrow door is just Jesus. It's just like they preach it like the narrow door, you need to make sure you're saved because the guy was asking about being saved. Okay. And so he said, just go through the narrow door, and the narrow door must be that you get saved. And but you'll notice when Jesus talks about it, he doesn't even say about himself. The guy says, are only a few people going to be saved? And he says, well, go through the narrow way. He doesn't say, well, you know, you got to believe in me, although you do. Obviously, he is the narrow way. But does it stop there? Does it stop there? And that's where a lot of people, I think, mess up, is it doesn't work for them, because this is a lot more than just believing that Jesus existed or that he exists, right? Because Jesus went on and talked about the kingdom of God. You got to be a disciple. You want to enter the kingdom, you got to be a disciple. And that's when it gets narrow. It's not very narrow in our culture today, is it? To say, well, I believe in Jesus, and I believe he died for the sins of the world, you know, and I believe he died for me. Okay, that's necessary. But is it narrow? Does it cost anything? You know, that's not very narrow just to do that and then maybe show up to church a couple of times a year, a little bit for an hour sermon once a week. That's not very narrow. And it doesn't take much effort. And Jesus wouldn't have said, make every effort, if it didn't take any effort. It doesn't take much effort to just believe in Jesus and show up at church once a week, right? For an hour, whatever. So there must be something more that takes effort. In fact, a lot of effort to live the narrow way. And so I attended a church when I was about 5 and 6 years old that would have thought that they were the narrow way. They were kind of known for the narrow way. Looking back, I liked the church. When I was 5 and 6 years old, of course, we left it then. Probably would have been a better church for us to stay in, but we left it and moved. We moved to another town, and but they thought they were narrow way, but it didn't bother me at 5 and 6 years old because I didn't play cards. I didn't drink coffee, didn't drink beer, didn't smoke, didn't dance, didn't do any of those things, but that's all the stuff. You couldn't do all that stuff. And but it didn't bother me because I didn't do any of those things. But they, that to them was the narrow way. I think no makeup or little at least. And you know how it is. I remember as a kid, though, they'd teach you, like, if you were watching TV, at least you could watch TV. If you watch TV and a beer commercial came on, you had to turn the channel. But then when it's over, you, I guess you figure it's over, you could come back. They were trying, though. You know what they're trying to do? They were trying to make an effort to live the narrow way. But we know better than that, don't we? I mean, just not playing cards and all that other stuff, you know, or coffee or whatever it is. That's not really what Jesus is getting, because the narrow way is a heart thing. It's a heartfelt decision of what you love, who you're going to follow, and attitudes and you know, keeping yourself pure in the heart. You know, you can't just wipe the outside of the cup. You got to work. The narrow way is people that make every effort to narrow themselves down on the inside. Because where we're wide, the wide way is not in our habits just outside what we eat or drink. The wide way is how much we give ourselves so much liberty in our own hearts, so much liberty in our own minds that nobody else knows. Nobody else knows how much liberty we give ourselves to judge other people, to do whatever, to think whatever we want, to in our own hearts, to carry around as much fear as we want, or as much anxiety as we want, or much anger as we want, or much bitterness. All that's it takes a wide way to carry all that stuff around. And Jesus said, you got to narrow yourself down, because you can't have bitterness, you can't have unforgiveness. And that's pretty narrow when you start saying you can't have any unforgiveness, you can't have any bitterness, you can't be judging and critical and angry, and you can't have any of that stuff. You got to have the fruit of the Spirit. You can't have rage and anger and all that stuff. Well, now we're getting narrow, but we're not getting narrow by not drinking coffee or, you know, any of that. Oh, yeah, you couldn't go to the movies back then, except we got to go to see the Ten Commandments. You could go see that one back then when I was a kid. But anyway, but see, the narrow way is inside of us. And you got to make every effort to not open that wide way that you just let everything in and nobody knows but you what you're carrying, how wide you have made it. You have made it easy on the inside. And so he says, make every effort. So it's bigger than just believing in Jesus. It's following Jesus and taking his word seriously, building our house on the rock where we take his word as a disciple. And when he says, you got to forgive, you got to live it, you got to, and especially the Beatitudes, when he tells us all the attitudes that we have to have in the Beatitudes, and we take them seriously. And then Paul teaches us so many things, and Peter teaches us so many things, and we take them seriously. Now it's getting narrow. When you have to love, when you have to be kind, when you can't be bitter, you can't be angry, you can't strike back, all the things, even though you might not do it, you think you'd like to do it. Not the stuff you did, it's the stuff you wish you could do. That's why it's wide. So we narrow it down, and now we want to be this way on the inside. Now get this. So a lot of people, though, they teach what? That is, well, just believe in Jesus. And I believe we need to believe in Jesus, yeah. But it says, make every effort to go through the narrow door. So a lot of them preach, well, you know, you believe in Jesus, now you're narrow. But get this. The next line says, but many, I tell you, will try to enter and will not be able to. Well, the people who don't want to believe in Jesus, you know, you met people, they don't want to believe in Jesus. They don't go to church, don't want to believe in Jesus, don't think they need to, don't want to be born again, don't think they need to be born again. You know what I'm talking about? Don't want to have anything to do with God, don't want to read their Bible. They're a don't want to people. You ever met don't want to? You will try to reason with them, you try to witness to them. Nope, don't want to hear it, don't want to go to church. I had it with the religion, don't want, right? Don't want you Christians, don't want all you believers, don't want anything to do with it, right? So there you go. Well, this says, though, there's another kind of person. See, these people are, this says, many will try. They want to enter. They want to enter and will not be able to. So that can't be all these unsaved people that say, I don't want God, I don't care about God, I don't. No, this is a group of people that wants to. There's a group of people that want to people. They want to enter, but they won't be able to. Well, why won't they be able to? What happened? Somebody didn't tell them how to. You see, we got preachers today that don't preach the narrow way, and they don't do it themselves. And when we get down to the end, it says here, you know, they're trying to get, the owner comes and shuts the door. They're pounding on, they want it in. That's the sad part. Yeah, we got all those people. They don't care. They don't want to hear. They don't want to go to church. They don't want to read the Bible. They don't want to know Jesus. They don't care about God. They just going to live their life selfishly. You know, like all that unbelief. Unbelievers, selfish people, wicked people, whatever you want to call them, right? Okay, we have those people, but that's not these people. These people, they want in, but didn't know how to get in because they didn't know it was narrow. So somebody didn't tell them. Somebody didn't preach it right. Somebody didn't live it right. And that's the sad part of today. We got people that they want to do it right, but our preachers today don't preach narrow way. They want to be popular. They want to be liked by everybody, so they preach a wide way, saying what we want to hear, and therefore we don't get the presence and power of God, and we're too afraid to preach the narrow way. So we preach a wide gospel to get popularity, to get money, to get all the people to love us and be, you know, we're doing it all for ourselves. We're getting our feedback from the people. And yet the people then, when it gets down to the end, what happens? There are people they wanted. Look at this. It says, they will try to enter but won't be able to. What about all the people? They couldn't care less. They could care less. But these people, they did care. They wanted in. They've always wanted in. They've always wanted in the kingdom. There are people everywhere. They want in the kingdom. They want to know Jesus. They want to know God. But we give them such a wide way that all they do is attend church. Come on now. Take that to heart. We need to have a fresh move of God and some people that understand the narrow way is not dancing and playing cards or whatever it is. No, it's narrowing our hearts down that it's Jesus, loving Jesus with all the heart, narrowing it down that it's Him and nothing else matters. And that'll help us get a step closer to revival. Till next time, bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Revive Us Now podcast with Steve Gray. Push the subscribe button so you don't miss an episode. And spread the word on social media. For more episodes and resources, go to reviveusnowpodcast.com. Until next time, keep on running for revival.